Welcome to the Team ASE podcast. I'm your host, Tony Mala. And in the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be sharing some information, insight, and inspiration on a variety of topics for individuals already working or thinking about a career in the automotive industry. But there's a lot more to ASE than you may be aware of, and we'll explore the many facets of Team ASE in future episodes. The Team ASE podcast is brought to you by ASE, the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence. ASE is perhaps best known as the organization that provides certification credentials for automotive professionals. Just like ASE, the Team ASE podcast offers something for automotive professionals everywhere. Join us as we explore what's now, what's new, and what's next in the automotive service industry. It's a journey that won't just help you make a living, it'll help you make a difference. It takes a team to build the future. Welcome to Team ASE. Each year, the ASE Education Foundation hosts their instructor conference, usually in July. It provides an opportunity for CTE instructors from around the nation to meet their annual technical training requirements. But it's much more than training, and we thought we'd check in to see what's in store for attendees at the 2024 instructor conference this year. And to do that, we're talking with Jennifer Holland. Jennifer is the Assistant Vice President of Marketing for ASE. She also handles the marketing chores for the ASE Education Foundation. And this young lady knows everything there is to know about the 2024 Instructor Conference. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
We're looking forward to hearing a little bit about the Instructor Conference. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your role with ASE?
My current role is Assistant Vice President of Marketing. So I oversee marketing for ASE and its sister organizations, like the ASE Education Foundation. So I help get the word out about ASE and develop all the emails and collateral that you see and try and make those connections with ASE and our constituents.
So you're the major communicator.
Yes, I try.
Well, you know, the annual ASE Education Foundation conference is coming up in July. Where is it this year and what are the dates?
This year's conference is July 15th through 18th, and it is going to be held at the Hyatt Regency Minneapolis in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We travel around the country to get different regions the ability to attend. So this year we're in Minneapolis.
How long has ASE been doing these instructor conferences? When did they start?
We actually started back in 2010 when we acquired, at the time, it was an organization called AES, which many people might remember. It was the apprenticeship arm of the industry that got folded into ASE. And one of the things AES had been doing was an instructor training conference. So we started that back up. And throughout the year since 2010, we have expanded it. And it is now what it is today. So I think the first one I did probably had 100 people at it. And now we have over 500 and nearly 400 of those are instructors and administrators. So we're very happy with the trajectory and all the great resources that this conference has been able to give people.
So the attendees are mostly instructors and you said administrators. Anybody else?
We also have trainers, the industry trainers. It's a great networking spot. This is the largest automotive instructor conference in the nation.
Wow.
We bring in industry trainers and other industry partners who want to get in front of instructors, who ultimately want to get in front of students, which is the future workforce for the automotive industry. So they want to see how they can work with instructors and make sure that our future workforce is ready.
Tell us a little bit about the trainers that attend. I assume some of them are from the car manufacturers, or there's some aftermarket trainers in there as well?
Yes, we have just about everyone. So from the OE side to the aftermarket side, and even some of the education arms, we welcome everybody. Everybody brings different perspectives. So the way it's set up is we have 3 full days of technical update training, and it equates to just over 20 hours of update training, which is what instructors need to keep their programs accredited with the ASE Education Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So they come to our conference and we have anywhere from 10 to 12 training sessions going on at once. First come, first serve to the rooms. And then each hour and a half, they swap around to get a different training class, different training perspective, and different content to then be able to bring back to their classroom and use in generating the next crop of future technicians or service professionals.
The content you mentioned, is it mostly technical training or is there other types of training as well?
It's mostly technical training. You know, with the amount of different people there, there's a lot of training just in the networking. There's lots of ideas you can bounce off of each other in the education realm, how different states and regions do different things. You have access to ASE staff, ASE Education Foundation staff to be able to help you and your program with any challenges you have, setting up advisory committees. There's usually sessions on that. It's sort of a one size fits all. There's something for everyone.
So they can not only meet their training requirements if they're a few hours short, they can also learn a little bit more about how best to take advantage of their accreditation.
Yes.
Any particular theme or focus this year, or is it the technical training that you mostly focus on?
Mainly the technical training. We do have an additional networking opportunity this year. So every year we have a sponsor expo where our sponsors who help us keep the lights on and keep everything running can get in front of instructors and show them in more detail what they have to offer and have those one-on-one conversations with them. But we have another event this year as well on top of that to help instructors figure out recruiting tools through sort of a summer camp. It's called a Nitro X event, and it's where we use RC cars. We have some people running those, and it will show how to demonstrate to students some hands-on techniques to get them interested in the automotive career.
Wow. So it actually helps develop their teaching skills as well.
Yes.
You mentioned the sponsors. Let's talk a little bit about them. What kind of sponsors are there? Who are some of the major sponsors of the Education Foundation Instructor Conference?
We love our sponsors. We've had a great sponsor and partner network. Toyota is always a huge sponsor, and I know they're coming in this year. Garage Gurus is usually a sponsor. We have Ryder, Lucas Newell, Snap-on usually comes in too. So there's a lot of people. We did just open all of that, so we will see how this year goes, but we are super excited for the expansion of all of our sponsor offerings, and they're excited to get in front of instructors again.
You had mentioned the networking. I know the instructor conference is also known for its networking opportunities. They have social events too for the instructors to get together, right?
Yes. We're in such a hyper-digital world and everybody has a lot on their plate, but there's nothing like being able to sit down and talk and network with other instructors and be able to storytell and figure out how someone else is handling a challenge or has a great idea that can really help you in your own classroom or your own region make something more efficient or easier for you in your own personal life or your school or your students. That is a really invaluable function of the conference. So one night we have the Sponsor Expo, which is sort of a trade show light, as we like to say, where all the sponsors have tables around a room and people can go network throughout those and go to each of the tables and there's food there. We have door prizes. We want to make everything fun. And then the next night is this Nitro X event, which again, there'll be food at and we'll be able to have folks showing instructors how to maybe put on a summer camp and to recruit the next generation of folks into their programs.
That's good stuff.
It is. It's always great to see the amount of industry support we get. And we do have three different training tracks, the auto, collision, and truck training program. No matter what type of instructor you are or what type of program you have, there's something there for you.
And that's all the different programs that ASE accredits. I know they do auto, truck, and collision. So their conference is really for any ASE accredited program. Do you have to be ASE accredited to attend or can anybody attend?
Anybody can attend. And actually, we encourage all to attend because this might help answer questions that you might have. Or if there's something that you've wanted someone to sit down with you and explain or give us feedback, we're always looking for feedback. You can't grow without that. So this is a great opportunity, whether you're from an accredited program or not. If you're a partner or if you're an industry professional and just want to see what this is all about, we'd love for you to attend.
So this would be a great opportunity for a program, say, that was thinking about becoming accredited to get all the information they needed and talk to individuals who have actually been through the process to kind of give them a leg up on what they need to do.
Absolutely.
You had also mentioned that there'd be some ASE staff and some senior staff, I assume, there. What sorts of individuals from ASE would you be able to meet there to better get to know that organization?
You'll see from the foundation side, Mike Coley, the president, will be there. George Arendts, the vice president, will be there. The newest addition to our team, Virginia Oden, will be there. They are all super great resources and super great people. From the ASC side, I will be there. Our new CEO, Dave Johnson, will be there. So this is a great way for us to get to know you all to get to know the team. ASC was created in order to serve the industry. So we're here to serve. The best way to do that is by us being able to talk to you and see you in person, and that we're not all just faces behind a screen or an email. So we're looking forward to being able to network.
And there's something to be said for the personal touch, I know.
Yes.
Getting to meet people face to face is always good. And good ideas are meant to be shared.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, the point you made about, you know, instructors sharing, they're all facing the same challenges. And sometimes hearing how someone else is meeting a particular challenge that you may be facing gives you, again, a leg up on maybe how to cope with that.
Yes.
The dates, again, were July 15th through 18th, was it?
Yep. July 15th through 18th, 2024, at the Hyatt Regency Minneapolis in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And you can check out the schedule and itinerary, last year's conference agenda, if you want to see how the week shapes up. You can register and find the link to book your hotel room at aseeducationfoundation.org/events.
Okay, so aseeducationfoundation.org/events for the registration, and I assume registration is open now?
Yep, registration is open now.
Well, Jennifer, you've been a fountain of information. Unfortunately, we're out of time for now, but we'll have to bring you back from time to time to talk a little bit more about that marketing side of the equation.
I'd love that. That'd be great.
We've been talking with Jennifer Holland, the Assistant Vice President of Marketing for the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, better known as ASE. And Jennifer also does the marketing for the ASE Education Foundation, one of ASE's sister organizations. Jennifer, again, thanks for your time today. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
I hope you enjoyed today's Team ASE podcast. For more information on how ASE can help you grow as an automotive professional, visit the website at www.ase.com. You'll find information on the latest developments in ASE certification, how the ASE Education Foundation is working with career and technology educators to prepare the next generation of automotive professionals, and much, much more. I'm Tony Mala, and thanks for listening.